Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu v'zoichem Yitz Hashem to start learning say the kachim. And when one starts say the kachim, the ikir hargosha that comes forth from a Yiddish heart is the tefillah that we say Yiratzon Shibonu v'yisa Mikdash Meherev Yomenu. We're waiting for the day Yitz Hashem soon that the halachas of kachim Beis Hamikdash Kabonis that are brought etc. are going to turn from Hilchasa l'mashicha into halacha l'maisa. That's true. And there's also an element that we add on, v'sein chalkenu b'sari asecho. And when there's a Beis HaMikdash, we're close to the Rebbein Shel Mamela, our kesher to Torah is different. But perhaps there's also a remez that in the learning of Seyde Kotchim, there's an added element of Chochmas HaTorah, which the Gemara in Shabbos refers to in the Aflamet Aleph. Brings the Pasuk Shlomo HaMelech, talks about the six Dorim, or the Shlomo HaMelech says a Pasuk, which Chazal relate to the six Dorim of Mishnayis, V'hoyah Amunasi Techo, Choysin Yeshua is Chochma V'Doas. Chochma Zusei the Kochim in the Gemara over there. All of Torah is Chochma Hashem. But there's a certain depth and a certain sharpness to Chochma Zatera that one acquires by learning Bi'iyun, learning intensively Sei the Kochim. Yeshivas in Yerushalayim that give over the Derech HaLimud of Brisk, specifically in the context of learning Sei the Kochim, is because that's the venue for giving over that sharpness, that clarity of the Torah, of that Derech HaLimud. And as we learn through the Shiyibana Beis of English from Herev Yomeinu, Emir Hashem, we should be zeichet to the Vesein Chalkeinu, B'SSAs of B'Sayir HaSakho. As a Hagdoma to say the Kochim, it would be in place to talk extensively, which the Mepharshim do in their Psichas to say the Kochim, about all the different elements, starting from the Aleph Beis of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, each part of the Beis HaMikdash, what the Kelim were and what the Avoidis were, each type of carbon, which animal was used for which carbon, the Seyda HaKrova of each carbon, who was Makriv, what are the Dinim, what is each carbon brought for, what is a carbon Chatas about, what is a carbon Oshim about, and so on and so forth, and even really the parts of the animals, with the Shechita, with the problems in Shechitza Behema, and so on and so forth, which is really the domain of Chulin, is really the functional Hagdama to say the Kachem. However, you see an interesting phenomenon, which is really is sharply comes out over here in the first four prokim of the Masechta. And that is that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Mesader, the Mishnayis, not starting with the basic how-to of the Seder, of the mitzvah at hand, which over here is bringing Kabbonis, but of the problems when a carbon is not brought properly. The Mishnayis, which is the structure of bringing each carbon and where it's eaten and how it's eaten and where it's brought and what the Seder Avoid is the domain of the fifth Perek, Perek Ezum Ukaiman, and we'll get there, Be'ez Hashem. The other Masechtas that also discuss the Seder Akrova we learned extensively in Yumo, and there's Tomen and Midas, which is the end, it really should be the Psicha. The Mishnayis that compose that are the first four Prokim talk about if the Seder HaAvodah was not done properly, and there's introduced two problematic thought processes, one which is called Shalei Lishmo, and one is called Pigel. It would seem that when one wants to get at the heart of an area in Torah, the way to get at the, what we, with the way we use the expression, to get at the kishkis of a chelik in Torah, is by understanding where things don't work out. We'll give another dogma, the same idea. Seyde Noshim, instead of starting Maseches Yevamos with the regular how-to of mitzvahs, Yivam and Chalitza, which takes place later on, almost by the end of the Masechta, is mitzvahs Chalitza. The Mishnayis start with what happens if a woman is Nefelas Leibum, and she can't do the regular mitzvah because she's also related, she's an Erva. Is it Mafkir the Zika? Is it, can you be Chalitza? And so on and so forth. The problems of where Yivam doesn't work bring out the lomdus of Seder Noshim in a way that just bringing down the Seder of the mitzvah itself of Yivam Chalitza would not bring out. So over here also, bringing out the Seder HaVodah would take us through the details, but to understand the lomdus, and this is the way it's learned in Brisk also, where the most intensive limud is learning up the first 40, 50 blat of Masechta Zvachim, where the problems of the Seder Akrovis. So let's give a Hakdama geared specifically to the first four Prokim. A basic component of every carbon is the Seder HaKrova, and the Gemara describes four chalokim of what's called the Seder Avodas Adam. Avodas Adam is that every carbon has to be the dam, the shchita of the carbon has to be by a carbon of oif. There's malika, not shchita. But the process of Avodas Adam, of the carbon, which creates what we'll call the ritzui. This is the term that we'll use extensively. Ritzui means v'nirtza v'nechaper b'loshna posuk. The ritzui means whatever kapora is achieved. And also the fact that the carbon is yotzi yedei chevosoi. The person has on himself a neder that he's going to bring a carbon oila. At what point was he yotzi yedei chevosoi? At the point where the avodas adam is completed, that's meratza. There's a ritzui that's completed at that point. After that, there might be problems with the achilas ha-carbon, but that won't passel the carbon. The carbon is considered complete in terms of kapora and ritzui when avodas adam is completed. The seder avodas adam is composed of four parts. The shchita, the kabbalas adam in a klisharis, the halacha, which means taking it to the mizbeach, and the zrika. Each korban has its type of shchita. We said a korban oif has malika. Then there's the kabbalas adam, and there's the halacha, and there's the zrika. There will be a different type of zrika, one type and one location of a zrika by korban chatos, as opposed to a korban oilo, that we'll learn about the hemshech. But the seder avodas adam is four parts. At that point where the Zrika Saddam is completed, A, the person who has to bring the carbon is Yotzi Dechavosai, B, that's when the Kapora is affected. By Karbanas Ha'oif, there isn't this four-part Avoida. The Seyde Avoida Saddam, also with the Yotzi Dechavosai and the Kapora, the Ritzui, is affected Al Yidei the Malika. Malika is not Shchita with a Kli. Shchita has to take place with a knife. With all the halachas, the way it's mavur in Meseches Chulin, the way you would shecht a cow in order to produce kosher meat. The shchita is not a maisa which is unique to kochim, and that's why shchita is ksheru bizar. B'loshna gemara, shchita lav avoidehi. Now, we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, that shchita will have dinim of kochim insofar as the psule kochim is concerned. But the one who does the avoida of shchita does not have to be a kohen, because the avoida of shchita is not unique to a kohen. Whereas avoidas hakorbonis of an oif, even though if you want to shecht the chicken, it's shechted in its own unique way, but it's a regular shchita with a knife. But when it comes to korbonos, the taking the life of the shchita per se of the oif is something which would render a behema a nevela. It's not a kosher shchita. There's a maisa called malika. Malika is cutting the neck from the back of the oif with a complicated maisa, which we'll have to see about. And that maisa of malika is the first chelik of the avodas adam of korbanos oif, followed by either mitzui, pressing the dam against the mizbech, or hazod, depending on which type of carbon it is. And with that to say, the avodas adam is complete. There isn't necessarily, there's no kabbalas adam, and there isn't haloch. All there is those two. However, by korban menochos, we have a four-part seder hakrova, not of dam, because a korban mincha doesn't have dam. It's not a live animal or a bird. What it is it's composed of soiles together with lavoina. It's composed of inanimate material. And that material also has to undergo a four-part process. The first, which is the equivalent of the shchita, because that creates that now it's in the process of akrova. Shchita is taking a behema, which has kedusha, because it's already miyuchet as a korban. It's already chal on it when the person said, hareze korban, or the korbanos that are brought by Klal Yisrael, the korbanos hatzibur. The korban has kedushas hakorbanos, but it's not yet a korban. Shchita turns it into a korban, and the seder avoda then starts. The equivalent to that in a mincha is a kmitza. The kmitza takes off. There's a complicated maisa called a maisa kmitza with a kohen, and that's again a maisa that only a kohen could do. And then there's a nesina bekli, which is the equivalent of kabbalah. There's the halacha, same as you have by korbanos of a behema. And you have haktorah. The haktorah is the equivalent of the of the Zrikas Adam, and the Akhtara completes the Ritzoy. There is another chelik of Korban Menochos, which is called the Nesochim. But the Nesochim is a Tosefis, an auxiliary part of the Korban, which is not Ma'akiv in the Kaporah or the Ritzoy. Now, what we just described is the chelik of the Avodas HaKorbanos, which is Ma'akiv, like we said, the Kaporah and the Ritzoy. This whole other part of each Korban, which is after the Ritzoy. Let's take, for example, we'll just go through each part of the process of a Korban Shlomim. A Korban Shlomim, let's say Yankel from Tveria wants to bring a Korban Shlomim. So his first step is he has to be Magdish, the Behemah. The Behemah has to have Kedusha Saguf. A Behemah after has Kedusha Saguf is also Bano. There's going to be, we're going to have Yitz Hashem Meseches Mi'ilo, which deals with the Isser Hano and the ramifications of each type of Hano that one could have Shaloi Kedin from a Behemah, which is Mi'ud for Kodesh. There's other types of Mi'ilo also, not just Behemoth of Kodesh, but any property that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, from the Mikdash itself, from anything that's used in the Seder Avodah, anything that belongs as property that belongs, Bedek HaBayis, and so on. But the first step is that Yankel from Tveria was Miyachad this Korbim. It's now Kodesh, it has Kedusha Shlomim. Kedusha Shlomim means that the Behemoth that's brought for a Korbim Shlomim has to be designated, has to be Niskadish as a Korbim Shlomim. If it's a Korban Oila, it can't be brought as a Shlomim. You can't make and be Yoytzi Dei Chayv as Korban Shlomim with an animal that has on it Kedusha Oila. If it has Kedusha Shlomim, it not only does it have Kedusha Shlomim, but it has Kedusha Shlomim of Yankel Shlomim. Specifically by a Chatos, which is Mechaper, the Korban is Miyuchad, the Kedusha that's Chal on it, is Chal on it for Yankel from Tveria, who by accident did a malacha on Shabbos, and now he has to bring a Korban Chatos, which we'll learn about in Mitzvah Shem in Maseches Krisus, who are the Chayove Korban Chatos. But the Korban has to be Chal in the Ike Kedusha, that it's for Yankel's Chatos. He brings the base Korban to the base HaMikdosh. The first Chelik of the Avodah that he does is Smicha. Smicha is an Avodah, but it's not Ma'akiv. There's a mitzvah to do Smicha. There's some type of kapora in the smicha, but if the smicha is not done, it's not ma'akiv in the ritu in the kapora. He then does the four chalokim of the Avodah Sadam. When we say he does, he can do the first chelek, like we said, of shchita. And then the kohen, li kuva, only the kohen could do. And he has to be dressed in the big day kohuna, and he has to be in the seid, in the mokum akrova, which is in the Azorah. Even the Shechita, which is done by Azorah, has to be done in the Azorah. Which part of the Azorah depends on which Korban and Mitzvah Hashem will learn in the fifth Perek, in Perek Ezim V'Koimon. He does the Shechita, or anybody can do the Shechita, and then there's the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha al HaMizbeach, and the requisite Avodah Saddam on the Mizbeach. With that, the Ritzu, the Kapora is complete. Yankel Yotzi Dechevosoi, Yankel Neskape Ba'adoi. After the Avodah Saddam is done, there's a chelik of, again, let's go back to Korban Shlomim, a chelik which is taken out of the behemah and it's put on the mizbech. We'll call it achilas mizbech. That's the term we'll use extensively. It's also called haktorah. Haktorah chalovim ve'murim, the Torah describes in Parashat Vayikra, the chalokim pnimiyim that aren't eaten, that they're put on the mizbech. By Korban Oila, the whole behemah. And by Korban Shlomim, the chalovim ve'murim. That's called haktorah. It's also called Achilas Mizbeach. The term Achilas Mizbeach can also be used on the dam that's put on the Mizbeach. But mostly the term is used, the Achilas Mizbeach, as opposed to the Achila of the Kahanim and the Bailim. By Kodesh Kodashim, the rest of the Korban is eaten under certain circumstances by the Kahanim, the Chelek of the Avodah. And by other Korbanos, by Kodesh Kalim, the Achila can be done by anybody. So the bosa has to be eaten the way bosa kochim is eaten. There's the achilas adam, the achilas mizbeach. Let's say the avodah sadam was done, and then the rest, everything in the korban became tome. Doesn't make a difference. The korban was already miratza. The korban was already mechaper. What happens after that is not. However, in the realm of machshova, which means that there are certain machshovos that could passel a korban, Avada the chalokim of the Achilas Odom and Achilas Mizbeach, the chilek of the haktos chalom ve'murim, as well as the chilek of the achila that's done all yidei, the bailim, others, the kahanim, if they're thought about improperly during the avodas hadam, the korban already becomes posel during the avodas hadam. There's one type of psul that's called shaloi lishmo, kishmo ken hu, and that is that instead of the korban, again, Yankel from Tveria was magdish, a korban shlomim, and instead of the korban shlomim being brought now, being shechted, the shechita, kabbalah halacha zrika, being done l'shem shlomim, it was thought about to be done l'shem oila, the korban now has a psul. There's another psul that's called pigel. The word pigel is like a lashon toyeva. It's a unique word that the Torah uses over here in Parshas Tzav. And that refers to, by the way, when you look at the psukim in Parshas Vayikra, mostly each of the korbanos that describe the avodah, the seder, hakrovas, hadam. The chelik that's meratz and mechap is described in nirtzo, and his chaper loy is described in Parshas Vayikra. Parshas Tzav is unique. It has a chazor on each korban, mostly with the halacha of the chelik ha'achila of after the ritzoy. So in that context, what's described also is the halachas of the achilas ha'korbanos, which is not ma'akiv, but in the place where the korban itself is rendered possible. Where is that? During the seder avodas hadam, if a person does, the oivid does, either the whoever's doing the shechita or the kohen that's doing the kabbalah halacha zrika, is mechashev, which means he thinks to be mefagel the korban, which means he thinks to have the chalokim of the korban eaten, what's called shaloi b'mkoimah, shaloi b'zmanah. Shaloi b'mkoimah means to eat the chalokim of the korban not in the right place. Every korban had its place where it had to be eaten. We'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem the halachas where kach gadoshim could be eaten, where kach mkalim could be eaten, by whom and when. There were different lengths of time, different period of time that kach mkalim could be eaten and kach gadoshim could be eaten. So Mele, if a person's mechashim b'shas t'avoydis hadam, to eat or to have the chalokim of the korban eaten, shaloi b'mkoimah, shaloi b'zmanoi, then it becomes pigel. And again, the reason why it could passel is because it's thought about during the avodas hadam. If avodas hadam is done improperly, then lo yotzi dechavosoi. So if the korban is brought shaloi lishmo, there's a psul that's chal, and that psul renders the korban not meratza, not mechaper, and the same is true for pigel. The difference between the two in lomdus is that shaloi lishmo, when it's done, is a paslus in the maisa avodas hadam. That means when a korban is shechted, or the halacha, or the kabbalah, or the zrika is done with a wrong machshava, when it's done with a machshava, a korban oila, l'shem shlamim, and shlamim, l'shem oila, or, we'll see when that is, a little bit more limited, when it's brought for the wrong person. That means there's a psul also of shaloi l'shem ba'olov. When a korban is brought for the wrong person, it's a yankel's korban and it's brought for shmerel. That also could be a psul of shaloi l'shma. That is a psul in the avodas hadam. He's doing the shechita or the zrika shaloi kedin. In pigel, you can't say he's doing the zrika shaloi kedin because he's thinking. Machshava is kiviyochul, virtually, he's passing the carbon, thinking about the achila. There what he's doing is, in the framework, in the mezgeret of the avodas hadam, he's creating a paslus in the carbon. And this is the way they teach us in Brisk, is that the avodas hadam, the shaloi lishmo, is a psul v'stutzachop in the maiso avodas hadam. Masha'enken pigel creates a psul in the carbon bechlal. He could think about passing the korban with an improper thought of achila, sakorbanos, even though achila is not ma'akim in the korban, but the machsheves hamefagelas of achila, b'shas ta'avoydas, hakroves adam, b'shas ta'avoydas adam, which is ma'akim, will pass the korban. One more yesoidistic word that's given over in Brisk, it's muchach and shitza Rambam. It's also kemat muchach that other Rishonim do argue with this, but this is the way the Reb Chaim and the Briskirov explain Bishitza Rambam, and it's worth saying over the Hagdara of how Shaloi Lishmo works. There are many mitzvahs that have to be made Lishmo. Tzitzis have to be made Lishmo. Sukkah, Sefer Torah has to be written Lishmo. by all of them, the absence of thinking that it's being written L'shem Tzitzis or L'shem Sefer Torah just means that it's not Kalan, it's the Kedusha of Tzitzis or the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. Well, it's possible mitzvah. When one takes a carbon oilo and he thinks that it should be brought L'shlam, that's not the same thing as not having Machshava. The halach is actually by carbonis stomen l'shmo. We say that the kedusha that's inherent in the carbon, bechefta the carbon. Remember, he didn't create the carbon oilo al yidei thinking that it's a carbon oilo. It was already niskadish for oilo. So the kedusha as oilo is inherent bechefta in the carbon. Therefore, when one does the shchita of the carbon oilo, if there would be a total blank in the kohen's head and he's not thinking about anything, it would be a shchita of a carbon oilo. Why? Because the shchita of a carbon oilo, even without thinking about it, is a shchit of a carbon oilo, because it is a carbon oilo. It's already in the Skadish Kedusha oilo. However, in Brisk they explain that when he's shechting l'shem shlomim, a carbon oilo, or an oilo l'shem shlomim, what he's doing is he's creating a psul in the Ma'aseh. It's not pshat that there is no shchit l'shem oilo. There's a shchit with a certain paslos. By pigel, it's a psul in the carbon. Shalei l'shmo, it's a psul in the ma'isa avodas adam, but it's a psul. It's not the absence of a ma'isa shchita l'shmo, it's that in the shchita l'shmo, there's a psul of shalei l'shmo. And therefore, or it doesn't have to be therefore, because this taich is machalek s'vishayna, but the halacha is true l'kuli alma, is that there's different levels of psul of the shalei l'shmo. If the pshat would be that it would be absent, that there is no lishma, so then that's it. It's as if you don't have a shchita. No carbon is kosher without a shchita, or certainly without a zrika being done by a kohen. But over here, the zrika is there. However, there's a psul. Sometimes the psul is enough only to take away the ritzur, the kapar of the carbon. That means the carbon is kosher. It could be, the dam could be brought. It could be eaten. It's a regular carbon, other carbon shlam. It doesn't have to be burnt. It's a kosher carbon. But the psul is strong enough to take away the ritzui, and the bailam is not yotzi dechevosoi, and another carbon has to be brought. The first one is kosher, but lo yotzi dechevosoi. Which is an interesting halacha. The Gemara muches to understand that. Well, how do you understand that? A carbon that's posel is posel. If it's kosher, it's kosher. Posel is posel. Here, it's posel enough to take away the ritzui, but it's not posel enough to be mafkir the kashrus of the carbon. It's a kosher carbon. There are certain carbonas, which we'll learn about now, mitzvah shem mishnah aleph, where the psul of shalei l'shma will passel the carbon in ganzen. Pigel, there's always a psul in ganzen because the ganzen carbon vet oge passel. But the ganzen carbon is chal pigel, but even in that, we'll have different levels of how strongly the pigel affects the carbon. Is it just a passel of carbon, which is like all psul amikdashim? It has to be burnt, leyotze dechavas, and it can't be eaten, it's all passel. Or more than that, the pigel creates such a strong psul that's chalanet an iser, and that iser is strong enough to create an iser of chayvei krisus, rachman al tzlan. That means Hashem will learn about in a few prokhim. And now Be'ez Hashem will start the Mishnah. Kol ha'zvachim shenizbechu shalei l'shmon, all karbonis that are brought, shalei l'shmon, all karbonis are referred to as zvachim. Zevach is really a lashon of shchita. But over here we're referring to both karbonis that are shechted and karbonis oif that have to do malika. What we're not talking about is Korban Menachos, because that's not called a Zevach, that's called a Mincha. But really the idea of Shalei L'shmo and Pigel is true also by Menachos. Mitzvah Hashem will learn. And that's why the first Chelek of Maseches Menachos is basically a repeat of the first part of Maseches Zvachim, because the criteria and the mechanics of Shalei L'shmo and Pigel play themselves out in the world of Menachos the same way. But it's not called zvachim. Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shalei l'shmon, ksherim, all karbonis that are brought shalei l'shmon, that means all karbonis that are not only shechted, nizbuchu, but we're talking over here about shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, the seid avodas adam. After that, remember, it doesn't pass through the carbon. If they're brought in the seid avodas adam until the ritzui, shalei l'shmon, any one of the avodas, ksherim, they're all kosher, elo. Like we said, the psul is not strong enough to passel the carbon. Ela shalei olu lebailam l'shem chayva. The bailam is not yotzi dechayvotzoi. It's worth saying over, the Rav brings over here the Gzeres HaKosuv. The Pasuk speaks about karbonis. When a person says he's going to bring a carbon, he has to be mekayim nidroi. Kochim is created by neder. But the Torah uses two lashonis. Meitzis vasecha tishmor. One should be careful to keep the what comes out of his lips, whatever he promised. V'asisa kasher nadarto l'Hashem alekecha nedova. The pasuk uses the word neder. Nedova. Neder is something one's mechuyev to keep. Nedova is a volunteerism. What he wants to bring. If it's a neder, it's not a nedova. It's a nedova, not a neder. So it's important to point out in the mizgeret of kochim that there's two types of kavanas. The above mentioned Yangel from Tveria could bring a kavan shlom one of two ways. Either he could say on himself, harei olai shlomim. He's mechayiv himself to bring a kavan shlom. Okay, he has a neder. So now, within a certain time period, he has to be mechayiv nidre. He has to take a behemoth of his choosing, be magdashit, the right type of behemoth, and it has to be not a balmum, it has to be fitting for a korban. He has to be magdash a behemoth for a shlomim, and then he has to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. That is called a neder. Neder means he was mechayiv himself. He didn't have to, but now that he said he will, he has to. A nedova is where he never said, I have to bring. He took a behemoth in his barn in Haifa, or he could take a behemoth when he's in Yerushalayim, and he could be magdish harei zeh korban shlomim. If the korban becomes possible, let's say they open up the korban, the shechita was done wrong, or they open up the korban and it was a trefa. It's possible. He doesn't have to bring another behemoth. He never said harei olai. He said harei zu. So this behemoth is hukdash. Over there, the korban is a korban and it's mechaper, it's meratza, but not that he's in need of a ritzui. That type of korban is called a nedova, not a neder. Now, kanir from the pasuk that there's a level where a korban that originally was a neder could serve like a nedova, but he's not yotzi de nidroi. That seems to be the mashmos of the pasuk. What would that look like? So chazal akdoshim darshan over here that we're talking about a korban which was brought shalai lishma. And even if it was originally a neder, or he has a choyv kapora, he's mechuyv karmichatos, or any other karbonis that he's mechuyv. Once it's brought shalai lishma, the karbon is kosher like a nedova. He's not yotzei dechavosi. The psul in the karbon is not strong enough to passel the karbon per se. It's strong enough to take away, to be mafkia, to passel the karbon from being meratza. The psul in the avoida is enough that the karbon can't be meratza. There's no venirtz of a chapeloi. The Rav adds one line. V'davka korban yochid sheyesh loy bailim, ava korbanos tzibur shenishchetu shaloy lishmon olu letzibur l'shem choyva. By korbanos tzibur, there's no psul shaloy lishmo. This line is not true kipshutoi. The mefarshim ha-matmiya comes from the Rambam, and it has to be clarified. The emendation of the later mefarshim is that what this is referring to specifically is not where a korban oilo was brought for something else. The korbanos ha-tomid, by the way, Tomid Musafim, mostly are oilois. There's also korbanos hatzibur that are chatois. There definitely is shalai lishma if they're brought with a shinui kodesh. Shinui kodesh refers to changing the machshova of the korban from a oilo to a chatos, from a chatos to an oilo, and so on. There's also a shinui bailim where Yankel's korban was hukrav l'shem beryl or fakert. That type of psul of shini bailim is not shaykh by korban tzibur. Korban tzibur, the shem ha bailim is strong enough that the machshava shalai lishma doesn't help to change it from its being brought, and the shini bailim can't change that. Shini bailim, by the way, we'll see him here at Hashem. Bepashtus is not by all the avoidis. We don't have shini bailim in the shechita kabbalah halacha. The pashtus in the gemara and daftes is that shinui bailim is only shaykh in the zrika. The reason for that is because the chelik of the avodas adam, which actually creates the chalois ritzui, is the zrika's adam. The pasuk says mevush over and over in Parshas Vayikra that the dam goes on the mizbeach. That's the ritzui. So where the bailim is nisiratza, that's where the shem bailim is part of the ma'isa avoda, and therefore there's a pastos that's created by thinking the wrong bailim. Mashenkin the shechita kabbalah halacha, they're not. There is, however, the possibility to create psul shaloi lishma even in shechita kabbalah halacha, where those avoides are done al menas to be zayrik the dam. He's thinking b'shal shechita to be zayrik the dam shaloi l'shem ba'elov. There, he's linking up the Shechita. And we see the four Chalakim of the Avodas Adam as one linked up to the other. Each one is a Hekshu for the other. So therefore, in the Shechita licked a Hekshu for the Zvika, so he could be Mechashev, he could think of Machshava Shalal Lishma, B'Shah Shechita, that he's going to be Zerik Shalal Lishem Balav. It's not a psul in the Shechita, it's a psul in the Zvika, but the Zvika licked Shoin as a Hekshu in the Shechita. That's the Chor together Advar. That psul, Shini Balav, cannot be done by a carbon tzibba. That's what this line means. There is another chelik that's important to mention. We keep on discussing. He's mechashev. He thinks a machsheve shalai lishma. Can a person who is shechting a carbon, when he thinks carbon shalom instead of carbon el, is that pasul? There are rishonim that say that thinking is not enough. He has to speak it out. Other rishonim say klar. That's enough b'machshava. The Gemara always uses the lashon machshava. Rashi says very clearly, daf mem aliv, the beginning of Menachos, Tosfos over here in daf beis, and other places in Shas, Tosfos in Bava Metzia. Interestingly, in daf mem gimel has a discussion about it. This famous stirus from Kivegin the Gilin Hashas, because Kamamar Mekomis, is the psul of shalai lishma chal b'dibur, or is enough b'machshava? We'll just offer the following, even though it's not conclusive. If shaloi lishma just means that now it becomes ois lishma, it's like taking away the lishma of tzitzis. It's not a psul shaloi lishma. It just means by thinking shaloi lishma, you take away the stam lishma. If that's true, then machshava certainly is enough. But if the pshat is that b'shas hashchita, b'etzim the shchita is a shchita's kabonis, val sizazo, it's shechted a carbon. However, when he thinks shaloi lishma, evav b'loshen brisk, evav terein a psul, in the Avodah, after an Apsul and Korban, so then it could be that any effect which he's creating from new, Machshava never creates Dinei Torah. So there it has to be Bedibur. That might be the explanation. There might also be the possibility, again, there's a Mokal Lefalpo, there's a fundamental chilik in this, between Shalal Lishma and Pigel. The Machshavos, even though we refer to them as Machshava Apoiselas, both by Shalal Lishma and Pigel, but Shalal Lishma, the Psul is in the Avodah Sadam. And it could be that that psul is chal b'machshava, or if it's not a psul, it's just a hedar. Lishma, certainly it makes sense that it should be b'machshava. Whereas pigel, it makes sense that it should be b'dibur, because by pigel, certainly he's just bringing in a psul of how he would do the avodah sadam. Again, it's not conclusive, but there's definitely a malkum lodun that there's a fundamental chilik in this aspect between shalal lishma and between pigel. Now let's read the whole first sentence. Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shalai lishma ksherim, ela shalai lebalim l'shem choyva, like we said. There's a din that instead of being yotzi yedei choyvas nidroi, all it is a nidovo. The carbon is kosher, but he's not yotzi yedei choyvasoi. Chutz min ha-pesach u'min ha-chatos. The gzeres ha-kosov, the Gemara learns out, is pesach and chatos, if they're shalai lishma, they're posel in ganzen. Even though this is all gzeres ha-kosov, take a look at the Rav, Pesach has a bazunder pasuk, Chatos has a bazunder pasuk. There is a certain logic to it. The logic would go like this: Pesach and Chatos are not kabonis that a person could bring at will, birotzon. Pesach is a choiv on kol yochid v'yochid to bring every year of Pesach. There's no way, l'moshul, that a yid who comes to the base of English on every Pesach could bring two kabonis. Once he was nimna on one carbon Pesach and it was brought, there is no mokim for him to bring another carbon Pesach. So the musig of nidovo, that should be at least a nidovo, like Karben Pesach, is non-existent. The musig of nidovo by Karben Chatos as well is non-existent, because there's no such thing. A Chatos one brings in the context of a choiv, that he needs kapara. If one didn't eat chelev or b'michal Shabbos, could he be magdish a Karben Chatos for a non-existent chet? Of course not. Rabbi Lezer Oimei Afa Oshom. Rabbi Lezer is Mechadish, and this is a shita of his that comes up in a few places, that Oshom and Chatos have the same dynamic. The way we just explained it makes a lot of sense. Oshom and Chatos both are karbonis that don't have a metzius, a dynamic of nedova. Therefore, aviv vaite not yotzi de chavoso, then the apostle in ganzen. Tanakama holds not that way, and that's the way we pask it. So that has to be explained. Chatos is mufka by definition, from Nidova and Oshom not, even though one can't make up an Oshom unless he's Mechuyv in Oshom. So that needs further understanding. HaPesach bizmanoi. Pesach. When does a Pesach have a din that it's possible of its brought shalom? The Shema bizmanoi. Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's the Zman of Korban Pesach. At other times of the year, and this is a fascinating discussion all over, say, the Kachim, especially in Maseches Pesachim, that a Korban Pesach has a gewisse nature, a gewisse definition as a Korban Shalom. If one were to take a Korban Pesach, a Korban that was set aside for a Korban Pesach, and bring it 3 days before Pesach, he's over eager, he brings a Korban Pesach 3 days before Pesach, he's not bringing a Korban Pesach, you know what he's bringing? He's bringing a Shalom. The Cheftz of Kedusha's Korban Pesach includes Kedusha Shlomim, but it has special dinim as a Korban Pesach to be Yotzi de Chovas Pesach and Pesach after Chatzos, and that's when the din of Shalom Lishma that it passes. The other times of the year, if it's brought Shalom Lishma, it's a Korban Shlomim Shalom Lishma. What's the din? Shalom Lebalim Lashem Chovim. Rabbi Lazar Aimer, what's the reason why he compares Chatos and Oshem? Because a Chatos Ba'achet. Voshem bochet, chatos and oshem are both brought on chatoim, like we just said. Ma chatos psula shaloi lishmo, afa oshem posul shaloi lishmoi. The same with chatos doesn't have a din of shaloi lebam lishem choiva, but it's still kosher as an edovo. Oshem as well, posul shaloi lishmoi doesn't have a din that it's kosher. One last detail that's very important that the Rav brings is that the whole din of shaloi lishmoi is only when a korban is brought l'shem another korban. But when a korban is brought l'shem chulin, what happens if the kohen shechted it? Anybody shechts a korban, and he's shechting it l'shem chulin. Doesn't passel. It's kilu that machshav is non-existent. The Gemara dashes v'loy chalu as kotshes b'nei Yisrael. Kotshim mechalim kotshim. V'ein chulin mechalim kotshim. B'loshin ha-gemoyna mina machriv or machshav that's mimina taina. A machsheves kochim machriv destroys the carbon. Shaloi b'mino ene machriv. Now, lefi the havana that there's a psul shaloi lishma, so it makes sense. The Torah is dashing that the psul is only a psul kochim shaloi lishma. A psul that has no shaykhis to kochim is not part of the program. But if the machshav is just a way of defining that there's now a hedav lishma and every carbon has to be brought to lishma, it's only the stomach lishma, but if you think shalal lishma, so then it becomes ice lishma, so then this needs a little bit more hesber. The stomach lishma is strong enough unless it's nekar by a makshava apoiselis, and that makshava apoiselis has to be a makshava's kochim, not a makshava's chum. There is a shita, the Rambam, just to add another knage, the shita, the Rambam, seems to be that a chatos and a pesach with shalal lishma becomes posel if the machshava is a machshava of chulin, they have the din that they're kosher, elish le'ol l'bayim l'shem choyva. And that needs a big hesper. The man of shach. If by Pesach and Chatzah, the din shalal l'shma functions differently, and it passels the common, because there is no metzius of nedova. So how could you have that din by a machshava that, if the nature of a machshava of chulin doesn't passel, how does it passel at halfway? It's a psul that doesn't exist by Chatos and by Pesach. And it's a type of machshava that does not create a din psul. So you have a machshava that doesn't create a din psul, creating the type of psul that doesn't exist by Kochim and by Pesach and by Chatos. That's Ton Beer.